I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up in our international briefing, my conversation with a man who says it is time for a new political party in South Africa, former South African Defense Minister Mosiwa Lekota. But first, here in the U.S., the final debate of the 2008 presidential campaign was last night. It was the last time America will see John McCain and Barack Obama face off before voters head to the polls, now just 18 days away. The debate was held at Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York. To give us their take on how the candidates did, we've called on Pamela Gentry. She's the Washington bureau chief for BET and their senior political reporter and blogger. Tejal Patel, she is the editor of the Hofstra University student newspaper, The Chronicle, and Marcus Skelton, he's the chairman of the D.C. Young Republicans. Thank you all so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Tejal, let me start with you, because you were there for the whole debate. You were on campus. What was the atmosphere like on campus?
The students were very excited about it, starting from the morning. Everyone was out. Classes were canceled, so people were out protesting or just checking out what was happening with the news stations as far as they could go with security.
What were people protesting?
There were protests that ranged from topics like nuclear power, clean coal. There was a mock gay wedding, things like that.
Okay. Now, there's no shortage of political star power in New York on any given day. So were there things that people were particularly excited about? Was it that people just liked being in the mix, or what was it that kind of got people going?
I think mostly it was people wanted to be in the mix. You know, everyone wanted to be involved. It's something huge in Hofstra's history, so everyone wanted a little piece of it. So they all came out for it.
Sure, it was a life experience. Pam Gentry, you were in the media room, as I understand it, the spin room, as we call it. What were the moments that stood out for you?
Well, there were close to 3,000 journalists, but I was really surprised at the international press this time. It seems to be growing in an extremely large number.
Oh, that's interesting. Marcus, what about you? What stood out for you?
Well, I actually watched the debate as we watched it in a local bar. It was funny that the young Republicans were downstairs and the young Democrats were upstairs, so you could actually hear the reaction of one group downstairs and then hear the reaction of the other group. So, but I think it was a good debate for John McCain.
Yeah, and it was I'm shocked to hear this.
Of course. But on a more serious side, that it was probably one of the more in-depth conversations that Senator McCain and Senator Obama have had. And then they also talked about education for the first time in the debate, which I was actually surprised about. And they brought up D.C. a lot in that debate. And if people saw the model we have in D.C., and more people will want that nationally. So I think Senator McCain made a good point in pointing out D.C.'s education. He even gave a little credit to Adrian Fenty. I was surprised about that. But
the mayor of D.C., I think he was trying just to tell people who didn't get a chance to see it, because this came at the end of the debate. The whole question is the charter schools and the fact that the Washington, D.C. has been very open to the charter school movement.
Exactly.
And also vouchers. Speaking of John McCain, Marcus, that John McCain went into the debate behind in the polls. Mm-hmm. Now, on the one hand, he has been hammering Barack Obama on a personal level, trying to erode confidence in his character, questioning his associations with certain people. On the other hand, the polls show that McCain has paid a price for this, that his negatives have gone up and more Americans sort of fault him for injecting the negative tone into the debate. How do you think he handled that dilemma?
I think he handled it well. I think it was an issue that both candidates had to address. People have a lot emotionally invested in the campaign, and I think that both of the candidates have done doing a better job of addressing their supporters. Well, I can't quite say that for Senator Obama's reaction on some of the things that Senator McCain addressed, but McCain has addressed some of the things that Senator Obama's brought up, especially.
Have you been bothered by that? The fact that, you know, people at the Sarah Palin rally over a week ago were screaming "kill him" and "terrorist." It isn't really clear whether they were saying that about Obama or about another person. William Ayers, a former member of the Weather Underground, who is an acquaintance of Mr. Obama's. So, has that bothered you?
Well, yeah, I think on both sides, when you see the candidates' supporters get so angry about the other side, and I think you see that.
But you haven't heard any Obama supporters screaming "kill him" or calling him a terrorist or anything. I have not heard that. Have you?
You'd be surprised. I know recently the RNC has had to add extra security in Virginia because of some vandalism that's gone on in some of the McCain headquarters and more of the, I would say, battleground districts. So I think the campaign's really reaching a fever pitch, and I think that was a moment where both candidates said calm down.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about last night's final presidential debate. We're speaking with Pam Gentry. She's the Washington Bureau Chief for BET. Tejal Patel is the editor of the Hofstra University student newspaper, The Chronicle. And Marcus Skelton, he's the chairman of D.C. Young Republicans. We'd like to hear from you. Did either candidate sway your opinion last night by something that he said? Is there anything that was not discussed at the debate last night that you wish had been? Let us know and find out what other folks are saying at our blog at npr.org/tellmemore, or you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number again is 202-842-3522. Let's play a short clip. It's actually not a short clip because the exchange that they had on this whole question of the tone of the campaign was rather extensive, and we can't play all of it for you in the time that we have, but we'll play some of it. Moderator Bob Schieffer, who's from CBS News, asked whether these candidates were willing to say to each other, to their face, as it were, what surrogates or their campaigns had been saying about them. Here's John McCain first.
And I regret some of the negative aspects of both campaigns, but the fact is that it has taken many turns which I think are unacceptable. One of them happened just the other day when a man I admire and respect, I've written about him, Congressman John Lewis, an American hero, made allegations that Sarah Palin and I were somehow associated with the worst chapter in American history. Segregation, deaths of children in church bombings, George Wallace. That to me was so hurtful. And Senator Obama, you didn't repudiate those remarks. Every time there's been an out-of-bounds remark made by a Republican, no matter where they are, I have repudiated them. I hope that Senator Obama will repudiate those remarks that were made by Congressman John Lewis.
And here's a condensed version of Senator Obama's response. And once again, we can't bring you the whole thing, but here's a portion of it.
I think that we expect presidential campaigns to be tough. I think that if you look at the record and the impressions of the American people, Bob, your network just did a poll showing that two-thirds of the American people think that Senator McCain's running a negative campaign versus one-third of mine. And 100%, John, of your ads, 100% of them have been negative.
It's not true. 100,
it absolutely is true. And now, I think the American people are less interested in our hurt feelings during the course of the campaign than addressing the issues that matter to them so deeply. And there is nothing wrong with us having a vigorous debate like we're having tonight about health care, about energy policy, about tax policy. That's the stuff that campaigns should be made of.
I want to ask both Pamela and Tejal about this exchange and how was it there. Tejal, what was it like in the hall when they were talking about this?
There were times where the audience would, even though they're not supposed to clap, they would clap, or, you know, you'd hear a little sighing or laughing. But for this exchange, actually, the crowd was pretty quiet. I didn't hear anybody, you know, whispering to their neighbor or anything like that.
How did it strike you?
You know, the time could have been better spent not arguing about who did what or who didn't do what. Because some students chose this debate as their decision-making debate. It's the last one, so I think people wanted to hear not them fighting.
I hear what you're saying. Pamela, this was a very interesting exchange, though, on a number of levels. I mean, the fact that John McCain criticizing John Lewis, who's one of the icons of the civil rights movement, and accusing him of being racially insensitive. I think there's so many sort of buttons being pushed here. How did this exchange strike you? And do you think it was meaningful?
It was an interesting exchange because the week leading up to that, the media had started reporting on incidents that were happening at these rallies that they were deeming to be a little bit edgier than they were comfortable with. The travel press is originally who broke the story, that people were coming out of rallies and they posted things online, you know, making dangerous threats against Senator Obama. So that's where the story started, and I think that's when John Lewis released a statement saying that when this thing reaches a pitch like this, these are dangerous times. He may have used an example that was a little bit extreme, but it may not have gotten the attention of everyone had it not.
The economy, of course, was also an issue, and the first issue actually raised in the debate, as one might expect, and Joe the Plumber made an appearance where where Senator McCain kind of invoked a man who had confronted Barack Obama at a rope line, criticizing sort of his tax policy. Do you think, and I want to ask each of you this in the brief time that we have left, that do you think that each candidate kind of made an effective case on the issue, which really seems to be consuming so much of our attention? We can go around. Marcus, what about you?
Well, I think just looking back at the Joe the Plumber scenario, where Senator Obama got asked a direct question and kind of walked around the answer, and I think it kind of showed what would happen if Senator Obama were the president of the United States, which puts America at concern when all businesses are closing, both large and small. You might want to target the big businesses, but when you look and see who's closing down, who's laying off the large amounts of people, it is the big business that's laying these people off. So we can't pick and choose, you know, who's going to make money, who's not. And I think that's bad economic policy. And people got to see that in depth last night, and John McCain showed his difference.
So who do you think won the debate?
Well,
recognizing you are chairman of the D.C. Young Republicans.
Oh, well, thank you for the disclaimer. But I honestly still think John McCain won. And this was with it being a more in-depth debate on health care and education, which hasn't really been brought up. I think seeing those differences and do we want to expand the current programs that are broken or completely change the program, as John McCain pointed towards change for the better, especially in the area of education.
But you think he made sharp distinctions and he kind of made his case effectively for himself?
Yes.
That's why you think he won?
Yes.
Okay, Pamela Gentry, what about you?
I have to give this one to Senator Obama, simply because basically not only the people meters, but the polling shortly thereafter, and I didn't see that game-changing moment. And apparently those that were viewing it, whether they were press or public, didn't see it either.
Tangel, you get the last word. Who do you think won the debate?
I'm going to have to agree with Pamela and say Senator Obama. Like she said, I know the paper followed the polls afterwards. But also, in terms of Joe the Plumber, I think throwing that around, like, it started off serious, but then it just became a joke. And I think the amount of times that name was thrown around kind of turned everyone off. So, yeah.
All right. Tejal Patel is the editor of the Hofstra University student newspaper, The Chronicle. She was kind enough to join us from our New York bureau. Marcus Skelton is the chairman of D.C. Young Republicans. He joined us from our Washington bureau. And Pamela Gentry is the Washington bureau chief for BET and their senior political analyst and blogger. She was kind enough to join us on the phone from New York. I thank you all so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure.